No, I'm just referring to the gift that what it say to a person as a greeting. No, I don't think so.
Never heard that. And you say, I have to go downtown to do something.
I have to go shopping.
And if you bought something, you said the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and
wrapped it.
And when I got home, I
unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you paid $3 for, you'd say you had to sell it
on a discount?
Or at a...
At a loss?
Huh?
At a loss?
Okay. And if you like something, but you don't have enough money for it, you say, well, I like it, but it what too much?
It costs too much.
And on the first of the month, the bill is...
paid?
Or it's time to pay it, you say.
It's time to pay the bill?
The bill is...
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your...
dues.
And if you don't have any money, go to the bank and try to...
borrow some money.
And you say in the 30s, money was... back in the 30s, money was...
scarce.
And sometimes if you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present, maybe a little extra, to say that it's...
bonus.
Okay. What about the Spanish name for that?
Pilon.
Uh-huh. Was that very common?
Yes. It was. They don't give no pilon anymore.
What would they give this pilon?
Well, people go buy the groceries and they give them some candy or a pound of sugar, a pound of beans or anything. Just a little extra. Make them feel better.
When did that stop being done?
Well, when the chain stores start coming in, I guess. They have regular sales on the weekends, for instance, and that eliminated the pilon.
And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
And a game that children play where one child will be hit and other children will hide, do you call that?
Hide and seek.
What about the tree that you can touch and be safe?
Can't think of it.
And in football, you run toward the...
goal line.
Okay. And you say she walked up to the altar and she... what down?
Nailed down.
And if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go up to the couch and...
lie down.
And you say, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up all morning. He just...
lie down.
Okay. And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you...
stump the floor.
And if you saw a friend of yours walking home alone, and you had your car, you said, can I... what, you know,
can I drive you home?
Okay. Did you ever say, can I take you home or carry you home?
Yes, sir. Yes, I have.
Which is it?
Both. Can I carry you home or can I drive you home? Can I give you a lift?
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and...
pull it.
And the other way.
Push it.
You say, he didn't know what was going on, but he wasn't knew it all.
He thought he knew it all?
Or if you mean he pretended, you say, he...
that
he made out like he acted like he knew
it all.
And say if I ask you, when are y'all going to Houston? He'd say, well, right now we're what to go next week.
We're planning.
Did you ever say we're aiming to go or we're fixing to go?
Well, I've heard both of them.